So we know that aluminium resists investiture, or well, blocks investiture in some cases. Does it act like radiation protection, like lead or something, that actually gets deteriorated with while it's resisting something, or is it like, does it just interfere? And
Okay.
Good question. Thanks. Okay, so the next one was in May in Germany, you told me that, or I asked whether wisdom was a shard, and you said it was, or something like it, that wisdom was close to an intent of a shard.
Yes.
And you also told me that it would, that it has realized that survival is necessarily the most important thing for it. I wanted to ask whether it has realized it within the time or over time, or was it from the get-go?
Over time.
Okay, so then naturally, next question, is it the survival shard? Okay. And then somebody actually came up with another good probable name. Is Prudence?
Prudence sounds an awful lot like a shard name.
Okay, great.
That's an excellent, excellent theory.
Yeah,
they
really did. Like they did a synonym search and
they found the most branded.
Yeah,
like
exactly. Okay, then. We also know that Tel'Dane was, that it's not natural, the placement, the tidally locked, it can happen naturally, but it is not natural for it. And you also talked that it was done by somebody. Was it autonomy, or was it Adenalcium already?
Rafa.
Oh, too bad. But people all on the Discord also, they try to, because the moon is always like on the horizon, and they did the math, and technically it's possible, but it would have to change its like inclination, I think, through 100 degrees every turn. Is it natural, or is it also maintained by...
it is also maintained by the system.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we ran the math on that one, too. it's, like the Roshar moons also are not in a stable limit.
Yeah.
But this one's even less in a stable limit, let's just say that. So
somebody did, like, there's the universe simulator thing, and somebody ran it through Roshar, and, like, they instantly crashed into each other.
I mean, they would... We found we've got like 10, no, we've got like 100,000 years before it happens, so. But yes, the moons are very not stable on Roshar.
Okay.
Let's just say that.
But
I'm not convinced that the continent is stable either.
Yeah,
like, on geologic terms, I don't think, if Roshar were as old as Earth is, you would not have a continent, is what I think.
Okay,
even with the Krem and stuff.
Okay, the Krem isn't enough to, like, because you said before that it shifts east.
I haven't done the math.
Okay, yeah, but
that's what my instinct says, that it wouldn't be enough. But we'll leave that for people who actually run the math. Tell me, because I do not have time to get a degree in ecological science.
Yeah.
So.
Then another math-related question, like, in Stuttgart you also said, or somebody asked whether there were points in Shadesmar where you could instantly travel across, like, diametrically opposed points on a planet.
Right.
And it
there
was
has
hard,
to be.
Yeah,
yeah,
right. And now, because I had heard topology last year in university, and it's all about, like, mappings and stuff like that, and so I was wondering just how... continuous, if you know the math term, is the mapping from like the physical realm to the cognitive realm.
It's not very.
Okay.
You'll notice already, elevation is not mapped. You can find points in the books already where someone appears closer to the sea level and things. So it's not very. There's a lot of bending going on. And it gets worse or more obvious the further the series goes. So, not a one-to-one correlation, not even close.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's not just that it's very compressed, it actually doesn't match something.
No.
Okay.
No. Imagine that things in the physical realm are mapping to places in the cognitive realm, they're not alternate dimensions of one another that are overlapping one-to-one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then I was wondering about the Dizian Amiens or the Seedless. Yep. Do they reproduce at all? And if so, how does it work? Like, is it that one strongly asexual? If they do?
So they reproduce. Yes.
Okay.
But the reproduction for them is a variety, you know, has a variety of kremlings. Like, they can breed specific kremlings for specific purposes over time if they want to.
Okay.
They can also exchange kremlings if they need to in order to improve their genetic genetic diversity and things like that. Creating a new one is a different experience, but yes. In fact, I've written sections, not for the books yet, but where I talk about them kind of developing and over evolving one of their kremlings to do something new and stuff like that. So
great. And like, okay, if they do reproduce, does it require two of them, or is it more like they breed enough and then they just split one off?
But that's a wrap-up for now. The individual's consciousness is an interesting thing for them.
Okay. Then I've got a couple of Metalmind questions.
Oh boy, those are my favorite.
Yeah, so because I asked about aluminium already, does aluminium actually store identity, or is it more like a sink, so you just dump it in and it poofs
I'll
away?
Raffle that for now. Sorry.
Okay. No problem.
I want to get into that eventually. Okay. So let's yeah.
Okay, and then I also like we try to develop like a theory of what metal mind actually is, and we know that splitting a metal mind can halve the charge effect, or divide the charge.
You can divide the charge, so it makes it much harder to
Yeah, but is it like actually a is the charge concentrated physically at one point, or is it more like a gas that it's diffused?
Oh, it diffuses.
Okay, that's great.
Yep.
And then another thing was, is do you actually store something related to, or do you store the actual attribute, or do you only store like an investiture representation of an amount?
You store the investiture representation.
Okay, so the metal is just a focus that says, okay, this will turn into this.
Yeah.
Okay. Then we also talked about, theorized about unkeyed metal mines. It's the identityless ones that everybody can, that has the power can, tap.
Yeah.
Thank
you.
We also were wondering, is that like, we compared it to cryptography and encryption and stuff like that, is it like that it's just that like your identity sort of is a unique encryption
key to you getting it? That's a valid line of theorizing. It is not exactly, but it's close enough to be a good model.
And would an unkeyed metal mine theoretically be capable of storing a little more than
because
it has to. Is it inherent to the investiture?
I'll wrap with that mostly because I haven't considered that yet.
Okay.
I'd have to. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Good questions though.
I've thought a lot about metal mines because when you think about one thing, you get to the next one. Yeah. And now I have to look up because I have some more.
Oh boy.
If you are fine with that. Right. Yeah. Yeah. I was the one who transcribed it. Okay. All right. Regarding the wisdom shard again, we have one quote where Hoyt cited, "Some men as their age grow wiser. I am not one of those. For wisdom, I have always been at cross purposes." Is he referring to the chart there or the vessel?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. There we go. Somebody asked it before and it wasn't clear, so because they asked different. Great. Good. I have to look up again. More metal mind questions. Right. Somebody also theorized along the lines that nitrosol mine is a lot like, or would act a lot like a honor blade, in that you just have to, or they said, or you only have to touch it in order for it to work, or do you actually have to tap it?
I'll raffle that.
Okay. Yeah, great. And yeah, okay, that's more of a semantics question, but when you store multiple memories in a copper mine, is it still technically one large copper mine, or could you say it's more like a ton of virtual metal mines because you technically tap individual ones?
Oh, right. More like the second. Yeah.
Okay.
I would say that's accurate. I mean, I'm not sure that that really aligns well one to one, but
it is
like another good model.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
And along that line as well, we have when we have an unkeyed metal mine, and then we also store a key charge in it, which one would get tapped first?
I'll raffle that.
Okay. Yeah. Then...
All right, last one.
Yeah, okay.
Pick well.
Let's see. Okay. Right, in Allomancy, a bad alloy can be detrimental to you. It can make you sick and stuff like that. Does it also apply in Ferrochemy? Or general impurities, do they apply?
Not as strongly.
Okay. How would they apply? Is it more like a smaller charge? Or?
It would just take less of a charge.
Okay.
It wouldn't make you sick.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you for the
My
answers.
Pleasure.
Okay. Isaac, I've actually got a...
Ooh, an Isaac question.
Question. Like, one is from Argent, because he wants to know whether he will be at JordanCon next year.
There is a good possibility.
Okay. Okay. Can tell him.
I think Kara is deciding to go, and we might go together.
Okay. Then I do really enjoy your Intova art, the little blue. And,
thank you.
It's
you're
very great.
You're watching the Inktober.
Yeah, and
I need to post my Inktober for
today. Can I get a sneak peek?
Yeah, you can get a sneak peek, of course. Let's see, what is today?
They can
20...
tell Archie that I saw something before him.
It's there, like, you go. I actually, because I knew I was going to be here, I finished everything kind of early, so I didn't have to bring it with me. So today is actually NAS.
Ah, great. Oh, that looks awesome. Oh. And like, if
a lot of things for people, and then here's... I'll just give you a sneak peek, as long as you don't say what's coming
okay.
up.
Okay, yep.
So there's...
awesome.
The bridge crew and Nikki Savage.
So
Odium.
Did you do all of them already? Or
I knew that I was going to be here, and I didn't want to bring all of my art supplies, and so I just finished them all early.
Okay. Yeah, because actually, I also jokingly told Arjun that I would tell you to make Little Blue say something rude about him or something like that, like jokingly. But then, that's too late.
Yes.
Too bad. But,
Now you can tell Argent you've seen the stuff for the rest of the month.
Yeah, that will upset him, I think.
I just knew that I needed to...
yeah, of course, if you don't have the time here,
I needed to finish it up and just be able to post for us here.
And then I also got a question, because the art in the third volume is a lot cleaner, or it's like a lot more consistent.
Uh-huh.
Did you have more on IO on that or this time around? Or?
So are you asking if that's art?
No, if you sort of had more of a hand in it, like if you were more closely of it.
We were... Through all of these, we've done our best to try and guide the publisher on the art. The artist for the third one, they just chose for us and said, here's the artist for the third one. So, and he's been pretty well received so far.
Yeah.
His style is not as unique as the other
two.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah.
But I am finding that more people are responding well to this last article.
Yeah,
is that what you're finding as well?
Yeah, I think it's also because like there was the boombox the first one and things like that, and that wasn't so present in the third one. I think the only thing we noticed was there's something that looks like an IV.
An IV?
Yeah.
Oh, did they print that? We asked them not to print that.
that the Thrakor?
Did they not get... They must have... There was... At the, it's probably at the very end when Dryl is in the hospital.
They put an IV on.
Yeah. We told them, you've got to erase that.
That's even worse than the radio equipment.
Yeah, that,
yeah
that
that's a lot worse.
For foreigner offense.
Oh, good.
Yeah. One of these panels. Oh, wow, it's... it's not here in the print. Oh, you can just barely make it out.
Oh,
there,
oh.
Like the bottom of it. But in the ebook, it's there.
It's in the ebook,
yeah.
But not in the print.
That's good.
Yeah, yeah, we told them. That's funny that it's. No, I mean, that's the scene. That's the scene where the ID
was.
There
was another one with the bowl.
And there was also this person, instead of bandages, had a clipboard like they would at a normal hospital.
I don't think anybody catched it.
Yeah.
So they, I know. Yeah, it is.
Oh, it's in the next shot.
Oh, yep, there it is. Well, let's just say this has been a learning experience
for
us.
Because,
It's it's kind of a different continuity because we even had Karen look over these and things too and give feedback. And
right.
It's a different kind of continuity than
it's kind of
words.
Like they have IVs because there's a lot of dehydration.
So
have to do it.
I do not know if they have IV technology on Dayside in particular.
Yeah.
You could maybe probably not, but you could maybe argument it on Dark Side.
So we are right now going through and trying to fix all of those things for a later version that Dynamite will put out.
Okay.
Just small inconsistencies.
Yeah.
We will get rid of the boombox. We will get rid of the second IV because we got it in the first one. I don't know how we missed it in the close-ups.
Oh, it's his fault.
For all I know, we told them to erase
it
and that one. They just they didn't get to it. So that's funny.
The Dark One graphic novel is coming out, I think. Next did you also was it more
so Dark One, we are less involved with the actual.
Yeah, we're giving them a lot more free
give
because it's not Cosmere.
Yeah.
Which means that their interpretation of Cosmere of Dark One, we can let a lot more things slide. There's not a continuity that happened yet.
May I consult a little too? If someone is voice of someone else, so it's in dubbing, but is it possible to say you're Pan? Because if I'm
Dark One is
and Pan.
Yeah,
your Pan
looks
fantastic. You want me to write to my
okay,
they
kind
of
already
look fantastic.
Yeah. They are so far doing a really amazing job with it.
Okay.
I think people are really gonna like it.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
What don't people laugh?
Yeah. What we're trying to do is do a graphic novel where you give people a little more freedom. And so my outline is a lot, it's pretty solid, but for art direction and things, we're like, go with more what you feel. They send us their impressions, and we get responses, but we're not being nearly as. With the Cosmere, we have to try to be really detailing.
And if they were to send us something we didn't like, we would let them know, but so far they just. The art is.
So
the art is amazing. I love the art in it.
Yeah, like I said, the cover already is pretty amazing.
Yeah, the interior art, like, and it's really fun because I can see exactly how my outline is turning into their scenes and things in a really fun way. I'm really hopeful. I don't know what's going to happen with the television show. That's honestly more up to Joe than it is to me. I mean, I should be there for the writing room meetings and things like that, but really, we're letting Joe go.
How far is the progress, right? Like, since you, that was announced at Joe's...
What's that?
How far is the progress since...
Oh, how's the progress with that? He's finishing up a pilot for something else, and then he's working on this. I don't know how far... If he's gotten to our pilot yet or not, I haven't received it yet, so it's not done. But yeah, that's what I heard back in September. He was finishing up another pilot, so sometime soon he should be working on a pilot for this that I'll look at.
Speaking of TV, how was your first impression of the Wheel of Time?
Oh, Wheel of Time was first impressions were great. Yeah, there's a part of me that's been a little worried that it would, even after all I've seen, that it would turn out more like the Shannara adaptation, and not at all, looks great. The sets look great, the actors look great, like seeing them act also was just, gave me chills. I think we're in really good hands there. The set visit was fantastic. And they treated us really well. So they gave us our own tent with like monitors and headphones to watch what was happening. So we were warm, but we were also watching the set. And there were people bringing us food and stuff. It was pretty awesome. So, yeah.
So, Calpress Archive.
For Calpress Archive?
Yeah, I see, by the way, also thank you for his name, eh?
If I
I would love to. I would love to. You liked the AMA?
Yeah, I was someone asking about the animatic symbols. And I really like your design so far, even if they're not canon yet, but I really like the direction that could be going in.
Yeah. Oh, when they asked about
The handwriting and things like that.
Oh, yeah. Right, yeah. Those were fun questions to answer.
Yeah. Thanks. Like also, when will, what was it called? Like, do when dancers wear pants or underwear?
Yes.
When is that released?
That comes out in August. Yeah, and I'm actually have been working on it on the plane and things. I was actually working on it last night because I couldn't sleep.
If the art is just half as awesome as your Inktober stuff, it's going to be really great.
Thank you. I have been trying to find a German publisher to publish that one.
It's one of the children's books.
It's a children's book.
So... do you want to? We should show him the Brandalizer. The first.
This title will be very rare.
From next
year, because the agency said that one story of this involves some different.
Oh really?
Company. And
so this is something that Brandon came up with that.
In the future. Maybe
when he's at an airport, he can sign a book, emboss it.
That's really cool.
And then it says official brandalized book, and then the location sign.
That's great.
But you can't get the
Infinity
Blade. Thank you. The Infinity Blade is tough because
therefore, this title will be very rare.
we don't have a lot of control over
next
Blade.
Year.
Yeah.
Maybe only two faces.
Right. Yeah. That's the trouble we have working with a video game company. It's a large conglomerate. The rights for those stories get really weird sometimes. So.
Oh, that one turned out nicely.
Yeah, that's a gorgeous cover.
That turned out very nice.
Illustrators from Chicago.
That was that's a great cover.
He made also Mistborn.
Oh, okay.
Mistborn.
Yeah.
Oh, he did the Mistborn. Okay.
If I bought Brandalized books, I was in the U.S. In September, and like, I was hoping you might pass through my airports, but...
Where were you?
It was East Coast, so usually don't pass through
that. Yeah. But I had the Brandalized book show up on this.
Nah, it's good, all right. I think it's pretty crisp.
Yeah, that looks really nice.
It's great.
There's certain papers it takes to better than others.
Yeah. I guess thicker paper would be better.
Just depends on the kind of the how fibrous and things it is. So what is your name on Reddit?
That's good.
Yeah. Digital.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes very nice. That sounds familiar. And
there we go.
Yeah, I've thought about putting a just something in the art of monsters don't wear underpants for those who like Cosmere things. But I don't know if I'll do that. I did draw a stick down at the bottom of it. In a cave, so...
We had that shirt today, but I decided for this one. Yeah. I also have the stick. Cool.
There we go. Got that posted. I'm glad you reminded me, because I would have realized later. I did little blue as Naz, because the prompt today was haunted, so...
Actually, I have another question from the AMA, which I don't think you got to answer.
It must have come after the window, because I haven't been back since the day.
I have to put a collateral map of the Final Empire, because it was somebody asked like where Saren was, I think. Or like where the basin itself was, located. Yeah. And then we also wanted to know if you can point to it. The location of the temple at the end of like where exactly.
I can give you a rough idea.
You know where it is?
I have to it on the map range when we made the book.
Yeah, I think we marked it on an early map and then we took it off.
Yeah.
Because it was too spoilery for me.
Reading the early. Yeah.
You're going to be like, oh, they're going to go there.
We have so much trouble with that in Stormlight Archive, too, where they're like, should we do a map of this thing?
Yeah.
If people look in the table of contents, they will find.
But there's a Colina map.
So that's why there's some. Like, the first book has a hidden map. It's not in the table of contents, right?
Does it?
I think. Well, I can't remember what we said, but I think we decided not to list one of them
in
Way of Kings. Not in.
Yeah, we have a. At the beginning of these, we have a
list of all the illustrations, right?
But then there's normally a thing here that says, hey, by flipping through here, there's normally a spoiler warning.
Is there a spoiler warning? Is that what we decided instead?
It must have been, because I think that's what we do now. So, Vlastimir?
I know we talked about not even listening, but...
The second one is Star Side.
Yes.
And third one is...
Probably Nowhere, is what it's called.
It's
my U.S. publisher doesn't like that title, but I do, because they go to the Nowhere.
Just in
so
the
they'll see. Mountains,
okay. I mean, I...
Yeah, they persuade me not to use the title, but that's the working title right now.
Let's see if I...
Published. It's probably not for a little while, because next year is Stormlight 4, and everything I have is dedicated to writing that, and so I won't start Skyward 3 until January at the earliest, and probably turn it in, so I would guess 2 years from now would be when we would see Skyward 3. It depends on if I write that or the last Wax and Wayne book next.
No. now on Czech market is a great interest of archive for Stormlight.
Is it? That's good. Yeah.
And this new one for, for instance, for my daughter and for young fans.
That's good. That's why I wrote them. So.
How is Stormlight 4 looking right now? Anyway, is it? Does it look like you are going to make the deadline for?
I don't know. So right now, if I don't write on any of the days that I've blocked off as for travel and for holiday, I would have to write 5,000 words a day. Normally, 3,500 is about the limit of what I can do. So it's going to depend. If I get a few extra days, like right now, I'm doing a revision on part 2 that I can send to the publisher. If I can get that done and sneak a few days work in on it while I'm on tour, and if I sneak a few days work in during on Saturdays or during holidays, then yes. But right now it's an unrealistic number. Not crazy unrealistic, but I don't know that I could keep 5,000 words a day up for as long as I would need to do.
The progress bar jumped like crazy a couple of weeks ago because we were doing so much progress. But
But then tours just kind
of
grind
into a halt.
So we'll see. I think it's still doable, but I have to get that number down to, you know, to 3,500 or so. Mm-hmm. So we shall see.
Okay.
But the nice thing is the last chapters of a Stormlight book that I write are usually 10,000 word days for like a couple of days just to get it done. And so there's a chance.
You avalanche at the end.
My avalanche at the end. My record still of ever writing was on one day was during NaNoWriMo in 2002, before our book got published, when I was finishing Stormlight or Way of Kings the first time. I wrote 16,000 words in one day.
Wow.
But that was the day where I like started writing, you know, at midnight, and then I slept a little bit and got up and kept writing. And also they were terrible words, but it was, you know, it was for NaNoWriMo, and all the friends were posting. Dan was posting his numbers, and everybody on the Time Wasters guide was posting theirs. And so I'm like, I'm going to surprise them with a big day on my last day.
How does that compare to the last battle? Like, I don't the chapter of the last battle.
The last battle is 90,000 words long, and that was. That was not written in one or 2 days. That was written over the course of months.
Some people are happy if they read it in one day, probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was that on the map?
Yeah.
That one is on?
Oh, no. Right.
Dulcing? I can't remember. I have to...
No,
that one is... No. No, that one's not. So that's one we took off. But I mean, it's...
No, I also have to check if the clipboard is in the ebook of Void Sanctuary.
But my internet connection's not
yeah,
great.
There. Isaac commissions them. He didn't do that
I
one.
I didn't do those. I did these here, but this is Ben McSweeney, who also did the Rhythmatist.
Uh-huh. Yep. Interiors. So we have a couple artists that we work with a lot.
Yeah. He's really good.
We really like his...
Yeah, that is Ben McSweeney.
Yep.
Yeah, Ben McSweeney. Yep.
The next one, we're going to have Aldous Friend from Shadesmar. Like
it's like all the Radiant's friend.
All the Radiant's friend, mm-hmm. you know, well,
yeah. Well
nine of the orders, yeah, right. I think we're going to get all nine in.
We're going to do, yeah, we talked about the 10th.
Yeah, we're probably not going to do the 10th.
Yeah, we're going to wait till after the book was done to decide.
Yeah, but there'll be nine of them at least. They're looking really cool.
Okay.
I'm very pleased with how those are. And they're very, very like these, these... natural history illustrations, and so.
You do look nice. And I've got... We'll do two more of the fashion pieces.
Yes, we've got two fashion plates in the works also. Because I love how those look.
Yeah, they
So.
And I've talked...
The Thalen one.
Yeah, the Thalen one looks great.
We're still deciding on what we're doing.
Yep.
So I've talked to Dan, and he's set aside time to do them. So
yeah, that's good.
So we're good on that. Yeah, there's less and less for me to do in the books as far as art goes, but more and more for me to keep people doing things. And that's fine. I can't draw like Dan Dos Santos, and so we need Dan. Here was this book.
And the Wallbreaker stuff looked really good that he already put out.
Oh man, it was so hard to choose among his Wallbreaker sketches that he wanted to do. Like,
some of those I almost, because we have new Mistborn covers that have already come out, some of those I'm like, Tor, can we do a new Warbreaker cover? Because we've got some.
Well, yeah, but the Warbreaker cover is like,
it's just fine, yeah. With Warbreaker, all they would need to do is just change the typography around to match what they've been doing recently.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But I thought about that, and I went to the same conclusion you did, which was that one is just fine the way that it is.
Yeah.
Chibok Warbreaker, I've got a question, because in German it's translated as basically storm sounds. Do you know why they did that?
Because I have no idea why they chose any of the titles. I don't know why Warriors of Fire.
Yes.
It's made it very annoying for the German fans to track Cosmere books and things because, Germany likes to translate the titles in very strange ways.
They also like to translate a lot of made-up words. Yes. Like Spren is Sprengsel in German.
Right.
It's, like, it's a German word, but like Spren was just fine. Like it's a little weird.
They do their own thing.
At least the Stormlight Archive titles are relatively close.
I think they figured out that this is a kind of a worldwide thing. That we can't be quite so far off because it makes it hard.
I think from this point, you have a new publisher or a different one.
Like we tried a new publisher with some of the Mistborn things, and we're kind of just listening to fans. So
yeah,
it basically
the titles are correct now. Like it's Helder Zeiten for Hero of Ages, for instance.
Oh yeah, they fixed them.
Yeah, we got to. By the third book, we were able to tell them to fix the title.
Okay.
I think the second one might still be Krieger der Feuers or something.
I would love to hear from the German fans what they think of new editions, like where they would like me to be and things like that. Germany is one of those places where it's been really hard to find our footing and to find the right publisher and things like that. So
it's really hard to find your books in the German books, so it's like... That's one in my city background.
Yeah. It's been a real struggle, Germany has been, to really get the push behind us from the publishers. And we hear lots of good things about the Stormlight Archive books and how they were put together, but it's hard to find them in bookstores.
Yeah.
And we don't feel... Yeah. we would like it if they were more available, more like, in most of the other countries. If you go to any bookstore in France, you'll find my books. If you go to any bookstore in Spain, you'll find my books. And in Germany, you gotta hunt.
Yeah. Because there's a relatively large English speaking section in that, but there's like French and everything, like Game of Thrones, but not
They have a We're still waiting for the newspapers.
I was wondering because it said in the announcement that like 12 to 2 would be newspapers and stuff.
Yep. They had just not shown up. We still waiting for the newspapers? Are they newspapers? Are we waiting for the newspapers to come? Or any interviews?
She said that people are supposed to come and no one. If they were in the same subway as me, so they're still traveling.
No, Michal už to má přečtený, takže já jsem to chtěl donést sem, ale tady bys to válil, když nebude to vezmu z... Úterý teda. No, tak jo. Já mám dočtený i ten... tu korekturu toho Arbrana. Takže
Where are you from in Germany?
Southern Germany. It's between, let's say, between Munich, right in the middle between Munich and Frankfurt. It's Würzburg, it's the city.
Oh, Würzburg?
Yeah,
I've been there.
Oh, cool.
So you have the freeway that goes by really high, right? And then there's down. I've been there. I'm trying to remember what I saw there. There was a palace.
Probably
pretty neat.
The what's it called? I have
an old imprint of of the city from the Middle Ages that I
and I usually don't
see that. And it was the Bishop's Palace, I think.
I don't remember what else we did there. But yeah, I was there. I've been to Wurzburg.
Maybe the castle on the that's like one of the staples.
I only have a vague memory, and I just can't remember why I was there. But I know that I was, and I remember. I can't remember specifically what we did there. We did the Bishop's Palace. Mm-hmm. I do remember that.
It's like, I think, the most famous one. They say that the bones of some saint are in the cathedral there, but. Like, and that's because that the Irish president was in Würzburg last year because, like, it was St. Patrick, right? No, not St. Patrick. Oh, was it St. Patrick? I don't even know, but, like, his bones are in Würzburg, and so that's why we have a special connection to Ireland.
Interesting.
Really weird.
So do you know, have you been to Memmingen? Do you know Memmingen?
That's
probably where I lived the first time that I lived in Germany was Memmingen. I think we were on our way to Munich when we stopped at Würzburg.
I don't even know. Is it close to Stuttgart?
No, it's directly west, maybe a little more from Munich.
So north of them.
It's bordering Schwabia.
Yeah, okay. Then you probably didn't go from Würzburg there because like Würzburg would be like this.
Yeah, no, but when we went to Munich, the second time I lived in Germany, we went through Würzburg. We went through Ulm and Neu-Ulm to go to Memmingen. Did you drive all the way from there then?
We took a bus. Long way bus, yeah.
Cool.
Probably if I would live more, if I lived more in the north, I probably would have done it because it's 5 hour, I think, travel from where I live. But, yeah.
Yes,
anything more from there.
How long was your travel time?
Yeah, like 5 hours.
Oh, it was already 5 hours.
Pro mě je to příjemná změna. Já jsem řekl, že teď popracovat poslední době 12-14 hodin denně, takže jako trošku si vydechnout.
Tak my si chtěli, můžeme jít na ten oběd na
typy. Jo? Já si říkám, kde tomu, abych to urychlil, ne?
Ne, řekněte. Já si ještě jsem chci dělat to.
Were these yours?
Oh, yeah.
So, I'm interested. It's interesting that you already have volume 3.
Mm-hmm. It's really weird because like people were posting on Facebook that they already had it, like on the 1st of October, I think it was.
Perfect.
And nobody else had it by then. So it's really weird. Yeah.
They can't see me. It makes for a better photo. Why don't we stand up over here?
A to někde, nebo si mám udělat selfie potom? Jak to někde na nějakém webu?
Tak selfie vám udělat z vašeho fotáku,
Petra. Jo.
Tak Petra si věšit.
Physical man as an emo, because I have to read it right away, but without it.
We still haven't got our more copies yet, so this is the first copy we've seen. Should I give that a number one? If that's the first one I signed, I should give it a number one.
Yeah, that is the first one.
The first one would be a number one.
I can't get quick.
We have arcs back at the office, but we don't. Didn't bring any.
Jo, on sice rodiče trošičku jako štívejší malinko, ale vizuálně opravdu, jako kdyby byly bráchové.
Jako si uděláme ještě potom, až se vrátně
zvědělá. Real camera, že už tam hrátí.
A
tu hledáčku
to bylo opravdu zmezený.
My pleasure. Have the, do we know, have a, when the leather bounds are arriving? It's the same thing every year. Mm-hmm. Yep, just waiting. We had an issue where, because the paper that we're using for the art has that kind of sparkly thing to it, and they did a bunch of tests to make sure that the gilding would be fine, but when they actually got the book in to do it, they glued all those together and ruined it. But they luckily only did that with a small number, so we have to use a different kind of gilding that's not as shiny. So, we run into these things every year. There's so many moving pieces that.
It's great that they've done it all. Like,
yeah.
Really
so
gorgeous.
The gilding on it will be a stain that is gold. It's not as shiny. Okay. It's like what they use these on a lot of Bibles and things like that. So that's the only option, either that or to stain it black or something.
Or to like not use that paper, right, in the future?
Right, but we have all of the books right now printed and bent. They're sewn together, they're ready to be...
Right, I'm just saying.
In the future, we won't do that paper for the second printing.
So Brenton, if you are hungry, we can go to lunch earlier, half an hour
sure.
earlier. No,
that's fine.
If you don't mind.
We have ordered it for 2 p.m., but this is a separate room. It's either half to...
Yeah, I'm fine going to dinner or to lunch if you want to. Yeah,
okay.
Sounds good.
Okay,
let's do it.